Since 1937, the Lights of Spiritual Guidance has been proclaiming the love of Jesus Christ. We seek to lift up Jesus, who brings light into a darkened world. Thanks so much for listening to this broadcast of the Lights of Spiritual Guidance.
And let the Lord have control. I found no better reason for living. I found no better reason because I found no better reason than giving my Lord, my life, my all. I need no greater inspiration. No greater reason could there be than giving everything I have to the one who gave everything for me. I found no better reason for living. I found no better reason because I found no better reason than giving my Lord, my life, my all. I found no better reason than giving my Lord, my life, my Lord, my life, my Lord, my life, my all.
Good morning. I hope you enjoyed the song. It's off one of my albums, I Found No Better Reason for Living. And if you would like a copy of one of our albums, all you have to do is ask. We have several albums, song albums, solo albums. And if you would like one of the sermons that you hear on the Lights of Spiritual Guidance, all you have to do is just write to us or email us, lanelohman@me.com, or our address, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. Just name the date or maybe the sermon title, because we typically give that sermon title. But if you would like a copy, I'll be glad to send it out to you on CD format. Could I make a very special prayer request of our listening audience? Mr. Jim Hudson, who is the program director and co-owner of WYGS in Columbus, Indiana, where we live, recently was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. And I would like to enlist the prayers of all of our listening audience, all of our praying people. Pray for Jim. Pray that God will touch and that the doctors will know exactly what approach to take as they treat this precious man who's done so much to promote the lights of spiritual guidance and gospel music here in the city of Columbus, Indiana. Well, I am in revival meetings beginning in the month of June. We finished up May and now June the 4th. Going to be in Troutman, North Carolina at Beulah Heights Wesleyan Church and the Wesleyan Church in Mocksville. That'll actually be a weekend engagement, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, closing on the 4th. And then June 9 to 11, Princeton, Indiana, First General Baptist Church. And then June 23 to July 2nd, our first camp meeting of the summer months, Sharon Center Holiness Camp Meeting in Wadsworth, Ohio. So we do cover your prayers as we're involved in these meetings. Again, write to us, would you? We want to stay on your radio station, and you help us be able to do that. So again, the address, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201. You can also go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give electronically through the Venmo or PayPal tab there. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you today for your blessings. Thank you for your provision in our lives. I pray for our friend Jim Hudson and all those who are dealing with cancer today. Touch them. Be with the churches as they gather. Bless our ministry. Bless the program today as we continue Dad's sermon, Be Found Faithful. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
To the heart of of
have a proper conception of what he looks like or not, but I remember reading about a man that did see him one day. But John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me the voices of a trumpet, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, one like unto the Son of God. He was clothed with a garment from his head down to his foot. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow. His eyes were as a flame of fire, his feet as fine brass as if they burned in a furnace. His voice was as a sound of many waters, and he had in his right hand the sharp two-edged sword. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. But he laid his hand on me and said, fear not, John, I am he that liveth and was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore and have the keys of hell and of death. And listen, beloved, I want you to know that Christ that John saw not only came, not only lived and died and rose again, but beloved, ascended back to the Father, where he lives this morning. But before he went away, he said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. And I'm so glad the third person of the Trinity and showed himself, beloved, to those and that would receive him into their hearts. And I'm so glad that he not only came into this world, but I'm so glad that he lives within my heart this morning, sits on the throne in my soul, bears witness to the fact that I belong to the family of God. And I want you to know, I've had some people who accuse me, or at least leave the implication. They've said that one day, Brother Lohman, he'll kind of slip away from this old-fashioned way, and he'll quit preaching the old-fashioned doctrines, and he'll quit fighting sin. But listen, friend, just don't waste your energy, and don't waste your mind ever giving that a thought that this preacher will ever let up one iota. I want you to know I intend to be faithful to the triune God. Brother, sister, for 32 years, he's walked with me, and he's talked with me, and he's told me more than one time that I belong to him. Listen, friend, we may not have much of this world's goods, but if you have him in your soul this morning, you've got the best thing there is this side the glory. And you can sing, my Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full, he has riches untold. I once was an outcast, a stranger on earth, a sinner by choice, an alien by birth, but I've been adopted, my name's written down. I'm an heir to a mansion, a robe and a crown, a tent or a cottage, why should I care? They're building a palace for me over there. Though exiled from home, yet still I may sing. Oh, glory to God, I'm a child of the King. And brother, sister, for what he's done for me, I intend to be found faithful. Hallelujah. Brother, sister, I'm not only going to be faithful because it's required, but because it's the ultimate desire of my soul. Have the smile and the blessing of God on my heart. But you say, Brother Lohman, this morning, you don't realize some of the things we encounter. Yes, beloved, I know that the devil's doing his best to sap our strength, put the fire out on the altar of our soul, make black and dark our life. But I'm glad that this God, brother, that loved you is still standing by, and he's promised, I'll not allow anything to come upon you that you're not able to bear, but with every temptation I'll make a way of escape. Some of you have heard me refer to this maybe in other days, but a little lady down in Thomasville, North Carolina, one morning was going about the normal chores of her household duties. Their only child, a precious little girl, the pride and joy of their life, was playing on the back porch. And all of a sudden, that little girl screamed and ran to the feet of her mother and collapsed, and her little doll rolled off to one side. That little mother cried aloud, and the neighbor heard her and came rapidly and saw the little girl was having difficulty breathing. They summoned the doctor. When the doctor arrived, the little girl had drawn her last breath, slipped away suddenly into eternity with a cerebral hemorrhage. They sent for the father from the factory. Doctor had to put mother and father both to bed under sedatives. That preacher, their pastor, I heard him make the statement. He said, I went into that little home. He said, there was those two parents, that husband and wife. The only child they had, the pride and joy of their life, had been taken away suddenly. But he said, I never saw two people as strong and as stalwart with the grace of God and with the strength that they had. And he said, they never questioned God. He said, naturally, their heart was aching within them. There would be an empty bed. There would be an empty chair. Those little playthings would never be handled by the tender little hands of that little girl again. But he said, I never saw them question God one time. He said, we made the arrangements for the funeral. I led the procession in the church on Sunday afternoon, preached the funeral out to the silent city of the dead. They placed that little white casket on the lowering device. And he said, I gave the committal and benediction. And the undertaker walked over to those parents and said, would you like to go to the car while we finish the grave? And he said, that little mother stood there and said, no, I don't want to go yet. I want you to go ahead and let the casket down. That preacher said, as that little white casket descended into that open grave, the silence of that afternoon air was broken as that little mother stood there and she lifted her voice in song and she began to sing, must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. The consecrated cross I'll bear, till death shall set me free, and then go home a crown to wear, where there's a crown for me. And he said, when she finished, she turned to the funeral director and said, I'm ready to go. He said, that funeral director assisted them to the car, came back across that cemetery lawn, and he said, he walked up to me and burst into tears and cried like a baby. He said, he put his arms around me, and he said, Reverend, if I ever get religion, I want the kind that little mother's got that'll have a song when it's dark and when storms are on. Listen, beloved, I'm so glad the God that we are required to be faithful to knows all about every circumstance that'll ever surround your life. And even in the midst of darkness, I believe, as Brother Flexen preached yesterday morning, you can still make melody in your heart unto the Lord and enjoy the blessings of the consciousness of his presence every minute that you live for him. Hallelujah. Faithful to the triune God. But we must not only be faithful to the triune God, but we must be faithful to the truth of God. And you know, beloved, this morning I find on the pages of this little black book everything that I'll need from the time that I met him till the time I make the landing safe on the other side. Every area of truth, beloved. And I want you to know this whole world starving this morning for something that'll satisfy. They don't find it in the beggarly things of this world. And many of them go to church week after week, month after month, year after year, and get nothing but a little essay and a little soft, easygoing, and candy-coated message, brother, sister, that's come from some outstanding theologian somewhere with no power freighted to the message of God. I believe what the book says, that ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And my friends, hear me, this old book this morning will stand when the world's on fire, and I believe in it in all of its entirety. A lot of it I don't understand. A lot of it that's a mystery to me. But from the first word in Genesis to the last amen in Revelation, I believe it. I thank God for all of it that I do understand, and I revel in it, beloved. But I want you to know, in my soul there is a faith that reaches up and takes hold of every bit of it that I don't understand. And I thank God this morning, beloved, as I stated the other day, I believe the Lord will let you understand every bit of it that you need to understand to make it to heaven. And then you can rejoice, beloved, in the fact that he'll reveal some parts of it to you when you get inside the city. I do not understand it all, but I intend to be faithful to the truth of it this morning. No deviation whatsoever. No desire to put any part of it out or to change one element of it. I said, but God, this morning, brother, no, I don't understand. I don't understand how a man could die on an old rugged cross, brother, like the book tells us that he did. 1900 years ago, I had a professor that delighted in making fun of the old-fashioned fundamentals. He delighted in making fun of the virgin birth and the atoning blood and the resurrection of the body and the second coming of Jesus. And one day he said, "Woman," he said, "if you'll explain to me how that a man could die 1900 years ago and shed his blood, 1900 years later, that blood still be powerful enough or efficacious enough to wash away a man's sins," he said, "explain that to me, and I might be in a position to give it some consideration." I said, "Dr. Bowden, there's not a theologian, there's not an educator, there's not an intellectual in all this world that could pile up enough descriptive adjectives and to give you a satisfactory answer to how he could do it." And I said, "I can't explain it, but I want you to know, I'm so glad I know that the blood that ran out of his veins has run into my soul and washed away every sin. I want you to know, beloved, I believe that there's still a fountain that lies open in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. I believe that it's never lost its power, and I can sing, 'The blood is all my plea. The blood, it cleanseth me. There's a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that blood lose all their guilty stain. The dying thief rejoiced to see that fountain in his day, and there may I, though vile as he, wash all my sins away.' Brother, that's in the book, blessed be God. You can know that there's cleansing at the fountain this morning. And it's all in the truth of God. Hallelujah. I don't know, brother. I don't understand how that after they take us out there to the silent city of the dead, place us 6 feet beneath the sod, skin worms destroy our body. I don't understand how, beloved, that in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, he's going to step down on the clouds of the morning, and the dead in Christ are going to be raised first, and those that remain are alive shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall he ever be with the Lord, and this mortal take on immortality, and this corruptible incorruption. Then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, 'Death is swallowed up in victory.' I don't understand how he's going to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, you mark it well. They may take this preacher by the way of the cemetery, and they may place me out there in the silent city of the dead. But blessed be God, I've got enough faith in this old book to believe that the first noise I hear, I'm a coming out, brother, on the resurrection morning. I made up my mind I'm going to be in the number when it's over here. Hallelujah. Amen. And we'll have to be faithful to the truth of God. Amen. But we'll not only have to be faithful to the truth of God, but we'll have to be faithful to the church of God. I'm not speaking about a denominational body. I'm not speaking about an institution that has out in front of it a bulletin board that's identified as the church of God. I'm talking about the kind of church that he spoke of when he said that he might present it unto himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blame before him in love. Hallelujah. God bless your heart. I respect every preacher here. I respect every layman here. And the body that you are affiliated with, if you're fundamental in your belief and believe what this book teaches this morning and will stand up for it, you're my brother, sister in the Lord Jesus. I'm frank to tell you this morning, beloved, that when the end time comes and when Jesus Christ comes back, we're not going to go in the rapture because we were faithful to the Nazarenes or the Methodist or the Church of Christ and Christian Union or the Baptist or the Pentecostals or the Wesleyan Methodists or the Pilgrim Holiness. But we're going to have a place in the rapture, brother, because we've been faithful to the Church of the Firstborn. I'm glad I belong to that crowd, brother. It makes up the body of Christ. I'm glad I'm a part of that church, that glorious church, and that he's coming after without spot or blemish or any such thing. And my friends, I'm happy to be identified with that crowd, beloved, the crowd, brother, sister, that makes up a holy church. Amen. I repeat what I said the other day. Some people say, "Mr. Lohman, if I get that kind of religion and I'm faithful to that kind of a church, they'll say I'm peculiar." Well, you don't have to worry about what they're going to say. The Lord's already said it. And he said, "My people," that's the people that belong to this church,
My people are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. Blessed be God, a peculiar people. Ye should show forth the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Oh, beloved, hear me. I'm so glad you can have something that holds you steady and makes you faithful to this church and this body in every circumstance, in every area of your life. Glory be to God. Faithful to the church, beloved of Jesus Christ. But we not only need to be faithful in ours, hasten on, we'll have to be faithful to the souls of men. Faithful to the souls of men. I'm frank to tell you that all the responsibility of faithfulness in this area is not just relegated to the preacher or delegated to the preacher. Every man and woman in this congregation this morning has a responsibility to be faithful to the souls of men. Oh yes, you may ask the question, well, am I my brother's keeper? Ladies and gentlemen, you certainly are. And you cannot evade that.
Our time has come and gone for this edition of The Lights of Spiritual Guidance. I do hope you'll take a few minutes to write us that letter of support so we can stay on your radio station. You can write to me, The Lights of Spiritual Guidance, 1915 Cottage Avenue, Columbus, Indiana, 47201, or go to our website, lomanministries.org, and you can give through the PayPal tab or the Venmo tab on the website. I do hope you'll find a place to worship this weekend. In the state of Illinois, I know you would be welcome at the Church of the Nazarene in Murfreesboro and Faith Chapel in Carrier Mills. In the state of Ohio, Trinity United Brethren Church in Fostoria. And in the state of Kentucky, I know you would be welcome in any of the churches of the Kentucky Mountain Holiness Association. In the state of North Carolina, Charity Baptist Church in High Point and Mount Gilead Methodist Church in Trinity, along with Friendship Baptist Church in Willow Springs. And here in Columbus, Indiana, where this program is produced, Bethel Wesleyan Church, Flintwood Wesleyan Church, and Columbus Free Methodist Church. Till the same time next week, don't forget, my friend, I'm still praying for you.